Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcom.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We just heard from John Daniels and Chris Young at the Rangers press conference. They did it. They fired Woody. And we have a lot of takeaways on that. Perhaps we're going to get into some of those takeaways coming up at 3:20. We'll be back into Cowboys with you as well right here, because it is time now for former Cowboys scout, a Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner. Here he is, Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Nice to have the crew back together.
Heck yes.
Liking that?
It's great to be back, man.
Yeah.
I love it. This is kind of my favorite thing to do all the time. So I love when we get to all get together in the safe space and just talk ball with each other.
Well, it's nice to have you guys back. Okay, Krusty's observations from the football game the other night. And thanks again to Brad Sham and crew for putting up with me. I have a lot of fun. I learned to read them slow, but dang, I think it.
Did you fumble at all during the reads? I was hoping that we have a couple of broadest fumbles for two guys, one booth.
I tell you what, Yokiero is good. We're going to get that.
It's a tough read.
Yes. It's a tough read because of the party pack.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I think all of us would fumble on the Yokiero read.
But
it's not just
wait
you.
Wait till you hear it. Yeah, wait till you hear it. It's going to be a good one.
In true broadest fashion, he was very self-deprecating, and he came in while I was going through and sorting what Ruben pulled, a.k.a. Pedro, for two guys, one booth. And I'm going to have to pull Pedro aside. We're going to have to talk about this on what to pull, what not to pull.
Hey, it's his rookie. It's his rookie preseason.
First game, baby.
He's not getting my vote. Yeah. He's not getting my vote after this.
But Broaddus is like, no, you need to go and get this moment. And we went and got the moment.
But so, we do need to let Pedro know that we're getting ready for roster cuts. Okay. I mean, yeah, it's just that point, and nobody likes to talk about it, but it's just the fact of the matter.
So hey, yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
Of your performance?
We have an evaluation of Broaddus as well, talking about players getting cut. And I think it's some of the best analysis he's ever given.
Oh, okay.
Really?
6 o'clock, two guys, one booth.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Something good to tease. All right. Guys, I liked in this one. I did like what I saw from Dennis Houston. I thought people have talked to me about him. He's the wide receiver.
They give him all the looks.
I'll tell you what, though. He ran some really – I made it a point to say, okay, against other competition, what do his routes look like? They always talk about he's in the right place. He's a smart kid. His route that he ran on third down, the out route, should have been a first down. He should have been – the ball should have been right on him. He ran that 2 yards beyond the sticks and then came back to the ball. Sometimes you get rookie wide receivers that don't have that understanding. They run the route short, catch the ball, and they're short. But not Houston. He was in a really, really nice route. I like how he ran his routes. He should have been rewarded for his routes. With a rush, didn't hit him on that out route. Should have been a first down. I really like what I saw from Ja'Kari Robinson, the wide receiver who was a special teams player.
Mm.
A couple different times they're covering on the punt team. One time he was able to down the ball. There were several times on the punt of him playing the left flyer on the outside. I thought he did a nice job of having to feel where need to be and how to beat the blocker. Not an always an easy thing for the rookie to have to do there. I liked what I saw from Rico Dowdle. I liked really what I saw from all the backs there. If you talk about how they were how they ran the football. I thought they ran the ball with some physicality. I thought Rico early didn't hit the hole fast enough, but then he kind of picked it up a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I really like what I saw from him in that regard. I was a big fan of Deron Bland in that football
Agreed.
Game. He didn't need to be a former scout to say that he had a really nice game. Loved the way he plays with his eyes. Loved the way he saw what was happening. The screen to the outside, his ability to drive on the ball. They played him in the slot. He looked super comfortable playing in the slot. Not a problem at all. So I was kind of wondering why do people keep talking about him at practice? And I finally understood. I said it after the game. I tweeted it out. Mm-hmm. I say, I finally get what the scouts are talking about there. But Deron Bland, keep an eye on him. Right now, he is your fourth best corner.
CB4, Deron Bland.
On your team. I mentioned another running back, Malik Davis, the rookie from Florida. I thought he ran the ball with some toughness. He did a pretty good job of picking up blitzes and things like that. So, you know, good start for him. He was not a primary back at Florida. He was really a guy that not a lot of people really gave much of an opportunity to as far as potentially being drafted or even making the team. But I'll tell you what, there's a little competition right now with him and Rico, I believe, for who's going to be on this football team.
That's so, good low miles on that body then,
absolutely.
Huh?
Another guy I really liked is Story Jackson, the linebacker.
Got a lot of reps,
physical at the point of attack, beat blocks a couple of different times to get to the football, made a really nice hit right along the line of scrimmage. Really pleased to see that from the linebacker.
He was Choppy's best ass of camp, right?
Yes,
he was.
Far and away.
And he played much better than I anticipated.
It is. I like the way he was able to finish.
Yeah, and he's undersized for the position as well.
He is, but I thought he did a nice job. The two tight ends, Jake Ferguson and Peyton Hendershot.
Agreed.
I thought that when you talk about running the ball, the problems that the Cowboys have had before is their inability for point of attack blockers to be good. And I felt like Ferguson and Hendershot, when the ball came behind them, they were in pretty good shape with the way that they were able to make that work. So tip of the cap to Ferguson and Hendershot.
Love that you're pointing out the blocking. I know these guys can catch.
Yeah,
I know they can run routes.
Well, and it's hard to be impressive when you have to wear the numbers 48 and 49.
Why are you crapping on 48? We only had Moose Johnston.
It's not a tight end number.
No, but it's just a difficult number to be dominant as a pass catcher. And so the fact that Ferguson's able to do that with 48 and Hendershot at 49, and he's Hoochie Daddy Hendershot, Hoochie Daddy Hendershot.
Yep. He is for sure.
Don't ask Dante Fowler about him, though.
It's not going to hurt when Schultz leaves after this year, though, is it?
I think they've got some tight ends. Sprinkle, I thought, wasn't very good on that one. I mean, the holding call he got, that was legitimate. He got driven 5 yards
back. That one bothered you.
It bothered me a lot because he's supposed to be a blocker.
He's supposed to be the best blocker of the tight ends.
That damn McCarthy, man.
I'd move on from
can't,
that.
Can't free him.
I tell you, Isaac Alacon playing tackle, I didn't think was bad. You know, and I know he's the international player and all that, but he's gotten better the years he's been here. But the fact that he was able to play tackle in that game, I think that's pretty impressive on his, and the fact that he was able to play left tackle. You know, because you worry about maybe a little bit of heavy feet, slow feet, something like that. No, I thought he did a pretty nice job. And then I'll finish up with Alec Lindstrom.
Perfect.
The left-handed center. I've kind of felt like that, you know, like I was waiting. He was an undersized center out of Boston College. But you definitely see the athletic ability and the ability to work with the others. And some of the runs that they had, the cutback runs that they were able to make when he was in there, it was because he was able to get second-level blocks.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on him. He got a little nicked up. He hurt his ankle late in that game. But I was really, really impressed with what he was able to do.
I also thought Farniok played better than he's practiced.
Yeah. I it was kind of one of those things where you were just like it looked the same to me, though.
But run blocking, I thought he was also part of the reason they were able to have some success. Pass blocking, he had issues. Yeah.
Okay, a little bit of the bad. I didn't think Jalen Tolbert was all this good in this game. And I think there was a couple of times where the ball went to his direction and him running routes. He had the one catch across the middle, but he also had some, too, in the when he crumpled. He was targeted seven times,
yeah, at two catches.
I didn't feel like that he was – I didn't feel like there was times when you need to be physical, you need to be stout, strong. When you go inside and catch the ball, he crumpled. He crumpled bad.
And that's what's tough, because he's going to be a good player. I think we all can see, like, this is going to be a solid player. He showed up plenty during camp at Oxnard, but – The way you built this team, you got to play. You need third round pick from South Alabama to show up on day one. That's the pressure they put on him.
You confident in the South Alabama kid?
I'm not really. Not in week one.
Nashawn
Wright. Better be, because they're playing him.
Nashawn Wright, I didn't think played very well. He practiced much, but his eyes were bad in this game. He didn't get his head around.
Tackling was good, though.
Tackling was fine, but his job is to cover, though, too.
Yeah, you're right.
And he'd been practicing much better.
Yeah, he's a lot better than last year.
With the eyes and stuff like that, it just was, you know, you got to find the ball quicker.
The touchdown he gave up was pretty bad.
Yeah, and that's all about the eyes and stuff like that. So those were some of the things that I kind of felt like that, you know, the penalties and stuff, I talked about them earlier with when you have guys like Fowler, you know, getting penalties, and then you get the roughing the passer penalty. I thought the stuff with Tyler Smith, his penalties, we made mention of that, though. One of them I didn't think was a very good call. He's got a problem, though. He's so strong that he's going to need to let go. He's going to need to learn how to let go.
Bam, bam.
Yeah. So, you know.
Strong for his own good.
Well, it happens to Tyron Smith, too. Mm-hmm. Bobby Belt and I talked about this on our podcast today, was the fact that when you have strong hands, you got to know when to let go. You know, when you got a guy and the ball's past you, got to find a way to let go. But I was, you know, I was okay with the way Tyler Smith played the other day. I mean, for his first time out, Josh Ball played a ton of snaps. I think he started off pretty well, but then got worse as he went on. I think a lot of those guys just got pretty tired. Him and Collins both played a ton of snaps in this game. But those were some of the guys that I really, really liked, and a couple there that I felt like need to kind of pick some things up.
You know how you give books, like Phil Jackson would give books to some players? I'm going to give that guy of Mice and Men.
Uh-huh.
Lenny. Need to know how to let go.
I love that. Don't squeeze.
Yeah.
Got to let go. There you go.
You'll be on your way out real soon if you don't learn how to let go, Lenny. I'm going to start calling you Lenny around. Huge takeaways from the Rangers. I thought that was good. You guys are looking at me like, I guess you're uncultured.
I'm like halfway.
Steinbeck, I had to read the book in school.
I'm a Cliff Notes guy.
And I watched the movie.
I hear you on the Cliff Notes, yeah.
Love Cliff Notes.
Huge takeaways from the Rangers presser, why they capped Woody about 30 minutes ago. Are the Cowboys moving back in the direction of how the offense attacked when Dak was drafted? We got to do that. JD is an hour away. We got Barry Church coming up at about 3:40. He did a heck of a job over the weekend. That and more all coming up next to the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.